Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Alhamdulillah, for over a decade, Qalam has had the opportunity and the blessing to serve the community. And after serving the community for an entire decade and benefiting millions of people all around the world, we have reaffirmed our commitment to making Islamic knowledge accessible for all, making sure each and every single person, no matter where they are in the world, they have the ability and the opportunity to learn about the beauty of Islam. So therefore, we are conducting more classes online than ever before, videos, podcasts, recordings, we're making all of it available. We ask you to support us and become our partner in this mission and cause of educating the whole world about the beautiful religion of Islam by going to supportqalam.com. Go to supportqalam.com, make a generous contribution. Inshallah, you are investing into the mission and the cause of teaching people about Islam worldwide. Millions of people have benefited, and we hope that hundreds of millions more will benefit, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي امين. I'd like to welcome everybody to the 24th night of recitation and reflection. We're almost done. It seems like we just started this journey just a few days ago. And alhamdulillah, I would like to thank you for joining us every night. It's been an honor to be a part of this program. I know that's true for all the presenters and all the reciters as well. I'd like to start off by first thanking our sponsor, Helping Hand for Relief and Development. Just as a reminder, please, take a look at the work that they do. They're an organization that has dedicated themselves to helping widows, orphans, and refugees. And now, especially with the people that have been displaced by the pandemic, they're doing even more work on the ground and they're out there trying to help people. So please consider donating to them. Find out about the work that they do. Please visit hhrd.org. And they do accept sadaqah, zakat, and fidya. So please consider donating in these precious nights. Inshallah, today with us, we have Malik. Malik Nahas, he's someone that I only just started to get to know. And then, alhamdulillah, this situation kind of started. And now we don't get to see each other as often as we do. But alhamdulillah, I've had the pleasure of interacting with Malik, teaching him very briefly. Malik is... he's from Chicago, and he's a student at the Qalam Seminary, and he's going to be joining us today for recitation. Barakallahu feekum. All right, so let's jump right in. In the first page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a continuation of Surah Az-Zumar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he shares with us the outcome of those who deny the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he tells us the outcome of those who accept and believe in the message. And he says that those who accept the message are the God-conscious, and they will have whatever they want in Jannah. And Allah says that this is a reward for all that they did. And Allah, out of His infinite mercy, will wipe out all of their bad deeds and reward them for the good that they did. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, He shares a very powerful kind of slogan for believers. And He asks a rhetorical question here, and He says, is Allah not enough for His slave? And he follows up saying that they try to threaten you with those that they worship other than him. But whoever Allah guides, no one can misguide. And whoever Allah misguides, no one can guide them. And this is a reminder for us that guidance is a huge blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Every day when we pray, we're kind of programmed to keep making dua for guidance. And really when we make dua for guidance, we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're asking Allah to keep us committed to that guidance. And we make that dua every single day in Salah and Surah Fatiha when we say, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. When we constantly, every day, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us guided and keep us committed to the straight path. Bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فمن أظلم ممن كذب على الله وكذب بالصدق إذ جاءه أليس في جهنم مثوى للكافرين والذي جاء بالصدق وصدق به أولئك هم المتقون لهم ما يشاءون عند ربهم ذلك جزاء المحسنين ليكفر الله عنهم أسوأ الذي عملوا ويجزيهم أجرهم بأحسن الذي كانوا يعملون أليس الله بكاف عبده ويخوفونك بالذين من دونه ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد ومن يهدي الله فما له من مضل أليس الله بعزيز ذي انتقام ولئن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض ليقولن الله قل أفرأيتم ما تدعون من دون الله قل أفرأيتم ما تدعون من دون الله إن أرادني الله بضر هل هن كاشفات ضره أو أرادني برحمة هل هن ممسكات رحمته قل حسبي الله عليه يتوكل المتوكلون قل يا قوم اعملوا على مكانتكم إني عامل فسوف تعلمون من يأتيه عذاب يخزيه ويحل عليه عذاب مقيم.
The next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us of two of his powerful attributes. He reminds us that he is the giver of life and the giver of death. And he tells us that every single night when we go to sleep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls back our soul. And after that, whosoever he wills, he gives them life once again. He releases them, and whosoever he wills, he keeps them. And this is a powerful reminder that every night when we go to sleep, there really is no guarantee that we're going to wake up the next morning. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us of that in this page. And that's why when we make dua, after we wake up, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us life once again. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later in this page, he reminds us after expressing this reality, this reality of the nighttime and sleep, he tells us that still some people choose to call upon other than Allah for intercession, and Allah tells them that he is the only one that has power to intercede and the only one who has power to help. And the disbelievers, they get excited and they get happy when other than Allah is worshipped or invoked, and they're filled with disgust when Allah is mentioned. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds them that on the day of judgment, when they see their punishment, then they're going to try to turn back, then they're going to try to ransom everything. But at that point, it will be too late, and we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us from it.
إن أنزلنا عليك الكتاب للناس بالحق فمن اهتدى فلنفسه ومن ضل فإنما يضل عليها وما أنت عليهم بوكيل الله يتوفى الأنفس حين موتها والتي لم تمت في منامها فيمسك التي قضى عليها الموت ويرسل الأخرى إلى أجل مسمى إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون أم اتخذوا من دون الله شفعاء قل أولو كانوا لا يملكون شيئا ولا يعقلون قل لله الشفاعة جميعا له ملك السماوات والأرض ثم إليه ترجعون وإذا ذكر الله وحده اشمأزت قلوب الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة وإذا ذكر الذين من دونه إذا هم يستبشرون قل اللهم فاطر السماوات والأرض عالم الغيب والشهادة أنت تحكم بين عبادك فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون ولو أن للذين ظلموا ما في الأرض جميعا ومثله معه لافتدوا به من سوء العذاب يوم القيامة وبدا لهم من الله ما لم يكونوا يحتسبون.
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us of two realities, that if we truly understood and internalized, that they would wipe away a lot of the anxieties and fears that we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first reminds us that He is the one that provides. All provision, all rizq is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He gives it to whoever He wills, and He takes it away from whoever He wills. And He tells us this after citing the state of mankind. And He tells us that when we run into trouble, then we love to rush towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We love to beg for help. And as soon as we experience some success, then we try to keep all the credit. We try to take credit for everything that we did. I achieved such and such because I did XYZ, because I know this, because I did that. But that's not the way of the believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that the believer, even with their successes, they remember that everything that they have, all the blessings, all the provision, they only have it first and foremost because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted it to them. And the second powerful reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shares on this page is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a message of hope to anyone who has overstepped the bounds or anyone who has transgressed against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Those of you that have transgressed, don't despair, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That it doesn't matter what you've done, as long as you turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, Allah is there to forgive and Allah is there to accept. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's very beautiful here. This comes in the form of a prohibition and a command, an injunction upon us that don't lose hope. And the second thing Allah says is to turn back to Allah wholeheartedly and to not despair and to always have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وبدا لهم سيئات ما كسبوا وحاق بهم ما كانوا به يستهزئون فإذا مس الإنسان ضرا دعانا ثم إذا خولناه نعمة منا قال إنما أوتيته على علم بل هي فتنة ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون قد قالها الذين من قبلهم فما أغنى عنهم ما كانوا يكسبون فأصابهم سيئات ما كسبوا والذين ظلموا من هؤلاء سيصيبهم سيئات ما كسبوا وما هم بمعجزين أولم يعلموا أن الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يؤمنون قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب ثم لا تنصرون واتبعوا أحسن ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب بغتة وأنتم لا تشعرون أن تقول نفسي يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله وإن كنت لمن الساخرين.
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he shares with us some of the regrets that will be expressed on the Day of Judgment by the disbelievers. When they see the fire, they will wish that they had another chance to go back, another chance to do right by the opportunity that they had. Some people will wish that they could go back, and another group will say that if only they will wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided them so that they would have a different outcome. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us about their state on the Day of Judgment. And he says that those who denied will be sad with gloomy faces on the Day of Judgment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that he will save those who believed and no harm will come to them and they will not grieve at all. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to respond to this invite that he used to get from the people of Mecca. At some point in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the Meccan period, there was a time when the Meccans thought that they could bargain with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they saw that he was building traction, they said, you know what? We'll worship what you worship for a year, and the next year you worship what we worship. And they thought that they can bargain with the religion. They thought that this was just something to trade. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to respond to them saying, that do you ask me to worship other than Allah? It has already been revealed that if you associate partners with Allah, all of your deeds will become useless. And you will surely be amongst the losers. So worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be grateful to Him. Bismillah.
أو تقول لو أن الله هداني لكنت من المتقين أو تقول حين ترى العذاب لو أن لي كرة فأكون من المحسنين بلى قد جاءتك آياتي فكذبت بها واستكبرت وكنت من الكافرين ويوم القيامة ترى الذين كذبوا على الله وجوههم مسودة أليس في جهنم مثوى للمتكبرين وينجي الله الذين اتقوا بمفازتهم لا يمسهم السوء ولا هم يحزنون. الله خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء وكيل. له مقاليد السماوات والأرض والذين كفروا بآيات الله أولئك هم الخاسرون. قل أفغير الله تأمروني أعبد أيها الجاهلون. ولقد أوحي إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك لئن أشركت ليحبطن عملك ولتكونن من الخاسرين. بل الله فاعبد وكن من الشاكرين. وما قدروا الله حق قدره والأرض جميعا قبضته يوم القيامة والسماوات مطويات بيمينه سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون.
In the final page of Surah Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he describes for us a scene on the Day of Judgment. He tells us that the trumpet will be blown and then all life will cease to exist, and that except for whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to be alive. Then the trumpet will be blown again and everyone will be standing and waiting for their accounting. And the earth will be shining with Allah's light and everyone's record, everyone's deeds will be presented. And the prophets and witnesses who brought the message to them will be brought forth, and judgment will be passed upon everyone with fairness and no one will be wronged. And this is a theme that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats over and over in this juz, that on that day, everything will be handled with justice and fairness by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most just, the most forgiving, the most merciful. And no one will be wronged. On that day, all accounts will be equalized. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says that those who rejected, those who disbelieved in the truth will be dragged to hellfire. And the doors of hellfire will be opened. And they'll be told by the keeper of hellfire, didn't a messenger come to you and warn you about this exact thing? Didn't he warn you that this was going to happen? And at that point, they'll have no other response other than saying, of course. Yes, he did. But at that point, it will be too late and they will be thrown into hellfire. And on the other side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us about the believers and he tells us that they will be gathered and they will be taken to Jannah, to paradise in groups. And when they get to Jannah, the doors of Jannah will open for them and the keepers of Jannah will say to them, peace be upon you. And they will comfort them and tell them that you are now in a good place and you can enter and stay here forever. And they will respond to this keeper. And they will, first thing they will do is they will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will say, Alhamdulillah alladhi sadaqana wa'ada. They will say, praise be to the one who kept his promise. And he gave us this land to inherit so that we can live wherever we want. How great is the reward of those who do good. And then they will see angels circulating the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will see everyone around the throne of Allah glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, we are reminded that on that day, everything will be established with justice. And a powerful lesson here that you and I can take is that one of the first thing that these people will say when they're entering paradise is Alhamdulillah. And this is a practice of praise and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can really incorporate while we're still in this life. And it's something that we do every time we recite Surah Fatiha. So when we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if we do it with purpose and gratitude, then we are hoping and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will have that opportunity on the Day of Judgment in Jannah as well.
وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ وَجِيءَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ ووفيت كل نفس ما عملت وهو أعلم بما يفعلون وسيق الذين كفروا إلى جهنم زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها فتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يتلون عليكم آيات ربكم وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا قالوا بلى ولكن حقت كلمة العذاب على الكافرين قيل ادخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها فبئس مثوى المتكبرين وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين. وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين. وترى الملائكة حافين من حول العرش يسبحون بحمد ربهم وقضي بينهم بالحق وقيل الحمد لله رب العالمين.
That marks the conclusion of Surah Zumar. The next surah goes by two names. It can either goes by Surah Ghafir or Surah Mu'min. And this is the start of surahs that begin with Hamim. And there's many surahs in a row that begin with Hamim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the beginning of this surah, He starts with a powerful reminder that this message, this book that we have in front of us, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a revelation and a gift from Allah. And He is the one that forgives shortcomings, and He's the one that accepts repentance. And only those who disbelieve argue about it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives examples of people that came before and rejected and argued with their messengers and harmed them, and how they were destroyed because of their actions. And then at the end of the page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us a dua that is made by the angels that are carrying the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and glorifying Him. And they will make dua and they will say to Allah, "Our Lord, Your mercy, You embrace all things in mercy and knowledge. So forgive those who turn to You." They will ask for forgiveness on our behalf. They'll say, "So forgive those who turn to You and follow Your path. Save them from the pains of hellfire." And then they will continue to say, Our Lord, protect them from all of their evil deeds and protect them on that day from the punishment of their evil deeds. That is a supreme triumph. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that dua for us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حاميم. تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز العليم غافر الذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب ذي الطول لا إله إلا هو إليه المصير. ما يجادل في آيات الله إلا الذين كفروا فلا يغرك تقلبهم في البلاد. كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح والأحزاب من بعدهم وهمت كل أمة برسولهم ليأخذوه وجادلوا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق فأخذتهم فكيف كان عقاب. وكذلك حقت كلمة ربك على الذين كفروا أنهم أصحاب النار الذين يحملون العرش ومن حوله يسبحون بحمد ربهم ويؤمنون به ويستغفرون للذين آمنوا ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك وقهم عذاب الجحيم.
On the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us and shares with us the shame that the disbelievers will face on the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah's disgust for them when they refuse the message, when they were invited to it, is worse than the disgust and shame that they're feeling for themselves. Then they will respond to Allah on that day and they will acknowledge the resurrection, this idea that they thought was not going to happen, this second life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised and they used to deny. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us all why they are in that situation. Because they rejected when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone was worshipped. And they believed when other than Allah or when partners were associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then reminds us to worship Allah alone and submit ourselves wholeheartedly to Him. Even if the disbelievers dislike it or even if they try to make things difficult for you, to remain steadfast and to fully commit to worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ربنا وأدخلهم جنات عدن التي وعدتهم ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. وقهم السيئات ومن تق السيئات يومئذ فقد رحمته وذلك هو الفوز العظيم. إن الذين كفروا ينادون لمقت الله أكبر من مقتكم أنفسكم إذ تدعون إلى الإيمان فتكفرون. قالوا ربنا أمتنا اثنتين وأحييتنا اثنتين فاعترفنا بذنوبنا فهل إلى خروج من سبيل ذلكم بأنه إذا دعي الله وحده كفرتم وإن يشرك به تؤمنوا فالحكم لله العلي الكبير هو الذي يريكم آياته وينزل لكم من السماء رزقا وما يتذكر إلا من ينيب فادعوا الله مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون رفيع الدرجات ذو العرش يلقي الروح من أمره على من يشاء من عباده لينذر يوم التلاق يوم هم بارزون لا يخفى على الله منهم شيء لمن الملك اليوم لله الواحد القهار.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the conclusion of the last page and into the next page, He reminds us about the Day of Judgment, a day when everything will come to light and nothing will remain hidden. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say something very powerful. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ That who has control today? Who has power today? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on that day, every single person will get what they deserved. There won't be any injustice on that day. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to warn us about the approaching day when our hearts will feel so much grief, so much anxiety that they will be in our throats and we'll be choking on them. And the evildoers and oppressors will have no friends or intercessors on that day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decree with the truth. And those that they used to worship cannot do anything. Then Allah calls our attention back to nations of the past who had great might but were destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their transgression. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shares with us the story of a specific prophet and a specific people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the story of Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun. And this time we get another glimpse of what happened between Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun.
اليوم تجزى كل نفس بما كسبت لا ظلم اليوم إن الله سريع الحساب وأنذرهم يوم الآزفة إذ القلوب لدى الحناجر كاظمين ما للظالمين من حميم ولا شفيع يطاع يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور والله يقضي بالحق والذين يدعون من دونه لا يقضون بشيء إن الله هو السميع البصير أولم يسيروا في الأرض فينظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين كانوا من قبلهم كانوا هم أشد منهم قوة وآثارا في الأرض فأخذهم الله بذنوبهم وما كان لهم من الله من واق ذلك بأنهم كانت تأتيهم رسلهم بالبينات فكفروا فأخذهم الله إنه قوي شديد العقاب ولقد أرسلنا موسى بآياتنا وسلطان مبين إلى فرعون وهامان وقارون فقالوا ساحر كذاب فلما جاءهم بالحق من عندنا قالوا اقتلوا أبناء الذين آمنوا معه واستحيوا نساءهم وما كيد الكافرين إلا في ضلال.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in the next page, he mentions an incident that occurred in the court of Fir'aun. And this is something that hasn't been highlighted in other places. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kind of jumps ahead past Musa alayhi salam coming with the message, showing the miracles, the showdown with the magicians. After all of that, Fir'aun still disbelieved and he still transgressed and he was still stuck in his way. And his next call was what the last page ended on, that now he was just going to go and kill Bani Israel, right? He was going to go kill the men of Bani Israel and leave the women and children. And then Fir'aun, he starts this page by saying that, leave Musa to me, I'll take care of him, I'll kill him. Which kind of shows to us that there was some hesitation, there was some pushback to this idea of just killing Musa, right? But Fir'aun, he takes that power on himself and he says, I'll take care of him, I'll kill him. And at this point, there's someone from his own group, his own family, his own kind of inner circle, who believed in Musa alayhi salam, but he was hiding his belief at this point. He calls out and he says that, are you going to kill someone just because they proclaim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their Lord? Is that the only reason that you're going to kill this person, that they claim to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that proofs have come to them from their Lord? And then he continues on to kind of reason with them. He says that if he's lying, then he's just a liar. But if he's telling the truth, then we really can't afford to take that risk. Because if he's telling the truth and we're standing up against Allah, then we have no chance, right? And then this person is highlighted in the next few pages. This person who's in the inner court of Fir'aun, who's from his people, who was hiding his faith. And now at this moment, he comes out and he shares a lot of proofs and a lot of evidences and tries to convince Fir'aun and his people.
وقال فرعون ذروني أقتل موسى وليدع ربه إني أخاف أن يبدل دينكم أو أن يظهر في الأرض الفساد وقال موسى إني عذت بربي وربكم من كل متكبر لا يؤمن بيوم الحساب وقال رجل مؤمن من آل فرعون يكتم إيمانه أتقتلون رجلا أن يقول ربي الله وقد جاءكم بالبينات من ربكم وإن يك كاذبا فعليه كذبه وإن يك صادقا يصيبكم بعض الذي يعدكم إن الله لا يهدي من هو مسرف كذاب يا قوم لكم الملك اليوم ظاهرين في الأرض فمن ينصرنا من بأس الله إن جاءنا قال فرعون ما أريكم إلا ما أرى وما أهديكم إلا سبيل الرشاد وقال الذي آمن يا قوم إني أخاف عليكم مثل يوم الأحزاب مثل دأب قوم نوح وعاد وثمود والذين من بعدهم وما الله يريد ظلما للعباد ويا قوم إني أخاف عليكم يوم التناد يوم تولون مدبرين ما لكم من الله من عاصم ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد.
This person in the court of Fir'aun, this believer in the court of Fir'aun, when he warns his people and they still don't turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he warns them of the day of judgment and he warns them of the punishment that they will face on that day. Then he calls back to their recent history with Yusuf alayhi salam. And this is the first time that we have mention of the message that Yusuf alayhi salam brought to the people of Egypt, right? We know that late Surah Yusuf ends with Yusuf alayhi salam on the throne and the fulfillment of his dream. But here we're getting a hint that Yusuf alayhi salam, he gave the message to the people of Egypt. And even then, when Yusuf alayhi salam was giving the message, there were people that doubted him. And they said that God will not send another messenger after him. When Yusuf alayhi salam died, they said there's not going to be another messenger, and they rejected. And he reminds them that they used to say that, and how they've lost their ways. Then he reminds them again, echoing what was mentioned earlier in the surah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes those who fight against his revelation, who argue with his revelations without any proof in support of what they say. The result is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let them go astray until there's no room in their heart for guidance. Then Fir'aun, he continues and he asks Haman to build him a stairway to the skies so that he can see where Allah is and he can disprove Musa alayhi salam. Then the believing man continues to call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He calls them to the way of the rightly guided and he reminds them the nature of this life is just temporary and just a temporary enjoyment and that the life of the hereafter is permanent.
ولقد جاءكم يوسف من قبل بالبينات فما زلتم في شك مما جاءكم به حتى إذا هلك قلتم لن يبعث الله من بعده رسولا كذلك يضل الله من هو مسرف مرتاب الذين يجادلون في آيات الله بغير سلطان أتاهم كبر مقتا عند الله وعند الذين آمنوا كذلك يطبع الله على كل قلب متكبر جبار وقال فرعون يا هامان ابني لي صرحا لعلي أبلغ الأسباب أسباب السماوات فأطلع إلى إله موسى وإني لأظنه كاذبا وكذلك زين لفرعون سوء عمله وصد عن السبيل وما كيد فرعون إلا في تباب وقال الذي آمن يا قوم اتبعون أهديكم سبيل الرشاد يا قوم إنما هذه الحياة الدنيا متاع وإن الآخرة هي دار القرار من عمل سيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها ومن عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فأولئك يدخلون الجنة يرزقون فيها بغير حساب.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again tells us that this person, this believer in the court of Pharaoh, he continues to warn the people and he tells them, and there's a very beautiful kind of transition in this page where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shares that He will tell them that on the day of judgment, they will wish that they listened to Him. And this is kind of His last effort where He's telling them, you know, on the day of judgment, you're going to wish that you listened to what I told you. And then he says, he kind of hands over his affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that I'm leaving my matter, my affair in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the next ayah kind of jumps to a scene on the day of judgment. And it jumps to a scene on the day of judgment where it's a scene in hellfire where the weak that used to follow the strong and the mighty and those in charge will call out to them. And they'll say, where are you? And they'll call out to them and they'll ask them to help them in the hellfire. And they'll ask them to take some of the punishment from them, take some of that punishment away from them. And those people who used to have power, they will respond to them and they'll say, we're all in it now. We're all here now. That promise was realized and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already passed judgment between us.
ويا قوم ما لي أدعوكم إلى النجاة وتدعونني إلى النار تدعونني لأكفر بالله وأشرك بما ليس لي به علم وأنا أدعوكم إلى العزيز الغفار لا جرم أن ما تدعونني إليه ليس له دعوة في الدنيا ولا في الآخرة وأن مردنا إلى الله وأن المسرفين هم أصحاب النار فستذكرون ما أقول لكم وأفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد فوقاه الله سيئات ما مكروا وحاق بآل فرعون سوء العذاب النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا ويوم تقوم الساعة أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب وإذ يتحاجون في النار فيقول الضعفاء للذين استكبروا إنا كنا لكم تبعا فهل أنتم مغنون عنا نصيبا من النار قال الذين استكبروا إنا كل فيها إن الله قد حكم بين العباد وقال الذين في النار لخزنة جهنم ادعوا ربكم يخفف عنا يوما من العذاب.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to tell us what these people in hellfire, they will, after calling out to those that they followed and finding no help there, then they will cry out to the keepers of hellfire, to the angels, and they will say, please ask your Lord to lighten the punishment upon us. And the angels surrounding hellfire will respond to them. And this is another form of disgrace that they will experience on that day. They will respond to this inquiry of theirs, this request for ease. They'll respond to them saying, didn't a messenger come to you? Didn't he come to you with clear proofs and tell you about this? And they'll have to respond with shame on that day, and they will say, of course. And then the angels will say to them, well, then keep calling out. Nobody's coming for you. It's not going to do you any good. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He jumps back to the story of Musa alayhi salam, and He tells us how He saved Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel. And He reminds Musa alayhi salam to be patient and to know that the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true, and to seek forgiveness and to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning and evening. And again, one of the things that we see throughout this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that those who argue against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's proofs, those who argue without any evidence, without any right to do so, they only do so because of the arrogance in their hearts. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if they transgress, if they turn away, don't worry about them. Just seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
قالوا أولم تك تأتيكم رسلكم بالبينات قالوا بلى قالوا فادعوا وما دعاء الكافرين إلا في ضلال إنا لننصر رسلنا والذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا ويوم يقوم الأشهاد يوم لا ينفع الظالمين معذرتهم ولهم اللعنة ولهم سوء الدار ولقد آتينا موسى الهدى وأورثنا بني إسرائيل الكتاب هدى وذكرى لأولي الألباب فاصبر إن وعد الله حق واستغفر لذنبك وسبح بحمد ربك بالعشي والإبكار إن الذين يجادلون في آيات الله بغير سلطان أتاهم إن في صدورهم إلا كبر ما هم ببالغيه فاستعذ بالله إنه هو السميع البصير لخلق السماوات والأرض أكبر من خلق الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون وأما يستوي الأعمى والبصير والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات ولا المسيء قليلا ما تتذكرون.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts the next page by reminding us about the reality that the day of judgment, the hour is coming, and that there is no doubt about that, but however, most people, they still disbelieve. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us and tells us to call upon him, to make dua to him, to supplicate to him, and he will respond. And he tells us that those who are arrogant will enter hellfire humiliated. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then reminds us again of his favors. And he reminds us of the favor, especially of the creation of the heavens and the earth. And this is something that we've seen many times. Now we're, 23, 24 juz in. And this is something that comes in the Quran over and over. This call to look at the creation around us, to look at the beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put around us and really has put around for us, that all of this creation serves us, that we benefit from it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all of these things in the context of His oneness. That if you see all of this, if you see the creation all around you, then reflect that who is capable of doing that? And that the one who is capable of doing that is the only one that is worthy of worship. And how is it possible that anyone could worship objects or beings that have no capacity or ability to do anything? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the final ayah on this page, He tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam again to respond to this odd request from the disbelievers to kind of trade off, to believe for 1 year and then not believe for another year, to kind of take turns in what they believe in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say, I have been ordered not to worship what you all worship except Allah, especially since clear signs have already come to me. And I have been commanded to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, the Lord of the worlds.
إن الساعة لآتية لا ريب فيها ولكن أكثر الناس لا يؤمنون وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين الله الذي جعل لكم الليل لتسكنوا فيه والنهار مبصرا إن الله لذو فضل على الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون ذلكم الله ربكم خالق كل شيء لا إله إلا هو فأنى تؤفكون كذلك يؤفك الذين كانوا بآيات الله يجحدون الله الذي جعل لكم الأرض قرارا والسماء بناء وصوركم فأحسن صوركم ورزقكم من الطيبات ذلكم الله ربكم فتبارك الله رب العالمين هو الحي لا إله إلا هو فادعوه مخلصين له الدين الحمد لله رب العالمين قل إني نهيت أن أعبد الذين تدعون من دون الله لما جاءني البينات من ربي وأمرت أن أسلم لرب العالمين.
After highlighting more signs of his creation in the universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights a sign within mankind. And that is the miracle of life and the marvelous stages of development. How we start from dirt and from dust and from small things and develop into these beings that are capable of doing so much. And even in this intricate process, after highlighting it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us that while this seems so complicated and so intricate to us, that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is very easy. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants anything to happen, He just commands it to be, and it is. And just like the miracle and the creation of the universe and the miracle of life, all of that is so clear to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the absurdity of associating partners with Allah is just as clear. Just like the miracle is clear, their actions, the stupidity of their actions, the absurdity of their actions of associating partners with Allah is very clear. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to describe the humiliation that these people will face. And He tells us that they will face this because they rejected any means of honor and dignity. The thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them that was meant to elevate them, was to give them honor, was to give them dignity, they rejected every single one of them. They denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they denied His prophets and messengers. So on that day, they will experience the ultimate humiliation.
هو الذي خلقكم من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم من علقة ثم يخرجكم طفلا ثم لتبلغوا أشدكم ثم لتكونوا شيوخا ومنكم من يتوفى من قبل ولتبلغوا أجلا مسمى ولعلكم تعقلون هو الذي يحيي ويميت فإذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون ألم تر إلى الذين يجادلون في آيات الله أنى يصرفون الذين كذبوا بالكتاب وبما أرسلنا به رسلنا فسوف يعلمون إذ الأغلال في أعناقهم والسلاسل يسحبون في الحميم ثم في النار يسجرون ثم قيل لهم أينما كنتم تشركون من دون الله قالوا ضلوا عنا بل لم نكن ندعو من قبل شيئا كذلك يضل الله الكافرين ذلكم بما كنتم تفرحون في الأرض بغير الحق وبما كنتم تمرحون ادخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها فبئس مثوى المتكبرين فاصبر إن وعد الله حق فإما نرينك بعض الذي نعدهم أو نتوفينك فإلينا يرجعون.
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us of more of His favors that surround all of us. And He asks us to reflect and ponder over them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He concludes this surah with the mention of the disbelievers trying to profess faith when they see the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clear in front of them. But at that point, it will be too late. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them that this is their outcome for not taking the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seriously and mocking the prophets and being arrogant in the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's signs.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ مِنْهُمْ مَّن قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ وَمِنْهُمْ لَمْ نَقْصُصْ عَلَيْكَ وَمَا كَانَ لِرَسُولٍ أَن يَأْتِيَ بِآيَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ قُضِيَ بِالْحَقِّ وَخَسِرَ هُنَالِكَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْعَامَ لِتَرْكَبُوا مِنْهَا وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ وَلِتَبْلُغُوا عَلَيْهَا حَاجَةً فِي صُدُورِكُمْ وَعَلَيْهَا وَعَلَى الْفُلْكِ تُحْمَلُونَ ويريكم آياته فأي آيات الله تنكرون أفلم يسيروا في الأرض فينظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين من قبلهم كانوا أكثر منهم وأشد قوة وآثرا في الأرض فما أغنى عنهم ما كانوا يكسبون فلما جاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات فرحوا بما عندهم من العلم وحاق بهم ما كانوا به يستهزئون فلما رأوا بأسنا قالوا آمنا بالله وحده وكفرنا بما كنا به مشركين فلم يكن ينفعهم إيمانهم لما رأوا بأسنا سنة الله التي قد خلت في عباده وخسر هنالك الكافرون.
That concludes Surah Ghafir or Surah Mu'min. On the next page, we begin Surah Fussilat, another surah part of the kind of Hamim series here, a bunch of surahs that begin with Hamim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts this surah by reminding us of the status of the book, the status of the Qur'an, and to remember that it is revelation from the Creator, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who created us, He is the one that sent us that guidance. And He made it clear and He elaborated and clarified everything in Arabic. And that the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is an ambassador on behalf of Allah conveying that message. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights the tragic outcome of the disbelievers versus the joyful outcome of the believers. Then He tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to invite people to Islam, to give people da'wah, and to invite them by asking them to reflect and look at the creation of the heavens and the earth that surround them.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حاميم تنزيل من الرحمن الرحيم كتاب فصلت آياته قرآنا عربيا لقوم يعلمون بشيرا ونذيرا فأعرض أكثرهم فهم لا يسمعون وقالوا قلوبنا في أكنة مما تدعونا إليه وفي آذاننا وقر ومن بيننا وبينك حجاب فاعمل إننا عاملون قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فاستقيموا إليه واستغفروه وويل للمشركين الذين لا يؤتون الزكاة وهم بالآخرة هم كافرون إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم أجر غير ممنون قل أئنكم لتكفرون بالذي خلق الأرض في يومين وتجعلون له أندادا ذلك رب العالمين وجعل فيها رواسي من فوقها وبارك فيها وقدر فيها أقواتها في أربعة أيام سواء للسائلين ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها قالتا أتينا طائعين.
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if they turn away, if they don't accept this message when you invite them, then say to them that I have warned you of a calamity like one that took Ad and Thamud before you. Prophets came to them and they rejected them and they mocked them and they claimed and they were arrogant and they proclaimed that they were the strongest in the land and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that no one could destroy them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them and made an example of them. And on the day of judgment, they will be gathered and herded towards the fire. And their faculties, the eyesight, the hearing, their ears, their eyes, their skin, everything will talk and it will testify about the actions that they used to do using these faculties. And they'll be so shocked by that. And they'll say, how is it possible that these things are talking? How are my ears talking? How's my eyesight? How is this happening? And they will say, they will remind them saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the ability to speak just as He has given everything the ability to speak. And you didn't even try to hide your sins from these things that will testify against you on the Day of Judgment. And you used to think that you could hide what you're doing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this lack of understanding of your Creator, this lack of understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of everything that we do, that's why you're in this situation. And that's one of the powerful reminders and lessons of Ramadan and of taqwa, is to really try to bring that awareness into all of our actions, into any decision that we make, into how we think about what to do, that we always bring that at the forefront. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all aware of what we do, and that we try to do actions that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and try to stay away from that which is displeasing to Him.
فقضاهن سبع سماوات في يومين وأوحى في كل سماء أمرها وزينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وحفظا ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم فإن أعرضوا فقل أنذرتكم صاعقة مثل صاعقة عاد وثمود إذ جاءتهم الرسل من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم ألا تعبدوا إلا الله قالوا لو شاء ربنا لأنزل ملائكة فإنا بما أرسلتم به كافرون فأما عاد فاستكبروا في الأرض بغير الحق وقالوا من أشد منا قوة أولم يروا أن الله الذي خلقهم هو أشد منهم قوة وكانوا بآياتنا يجحدون فأرسلنا عليهم ريحا صرصرا في أيام نحسات لنذيقهم عذاب الخزي في الحياة الدنيا ولعذاب الآخرة أخزى وهم لا ينصرون وأما ثمود فهديناهم فاستحبوا العمي على الهدى فأخذتهم صاعقة العذاب الهون بما كانوا يكسبون ونجينا الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون ويوم يحشر أعداء الله إلى النار فهم يوزعون حتى إذا ما جاءوها شهد عليهم سمعهم وأبصارهم وجلودهم بما كانوا يعملون.
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that He appointed for the disbelievers companions who used to make their evil actions and evil deeds that they did to make them seem like good things or seem like fair things. And they used to encourage one another in this evil. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He cites an example of this. And He cites an example of the people of Mecca, what they used to do, because they used to see the effects of the Qur'an. When people heard the Qur'an, they would be mesmerized by it, they would be taken by it, and they would want to listen to more. And they used to say to one another, because they recognized the truth of the Qur'an, they would say, don't listen to the Qur'an, don't listen to this thing, because then it'll overtake you. Instead, make noises and do other things so that you don't hear it. Try to drown it out. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these people, they will enter hellfire because of their actions on the Day of Judgment. And they will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they're in hellfire, they will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show them those jinn and mankind who led them astray so that they can try to degrade them on that day. But on that day, it will be too late because they were already experiencing the consequences of their actions.
وقالوا لجلودهم لما شهدتم علينا قالوا أنطقنا الله الذي أنطق كل شيء وهو خلقكم أول مرة وإليه ترجعون وما كنتم تستترون أن يشهد عليكم سمعكم ولا أبصاركم ولا جلودكم ولكن ظننتم أن الله لا يعلم كثيرا مما تعملون وذلكم ظنكم الذي ظننتم بربكم أرداكم فأصبحتم من الخاسرين فإن يصبروا النار مثوى لهم وإن يستعتبوا فما هم من المعتبين وقيضنا لهم قرناء فزينوا لهم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم وحق عليهم القول في أمم قد خلت من قبلهم من الجن والإنس إنهم كانوا خاسرين وقال الذين كفروا لا تسمعوا لهذا القرآن والغوا فيه لعلكم تغلبون فلنذيقن الذين كفروا عذابا شديدا ولنجزينهم أسوأ الذي كانوا يعملون ذلك جزاء أعداء الله النار لهم فيها دار الخلد جزاء بما كانوا بآياتنا يجحدون وقال الذين كفروا ربنا أرنا الذين أضلانا من الجن والإنس نجعلهما تحت أقدامنا ليكونا من الأسفلين.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the next page, He tells us about those who accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as their Lord, and they make an effort to stick to that, and they try to hold true to that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that angels will descend upon them saying, don't fear and don't grieve, be happy with the glad tidings of paradise that you were promised. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will say, we were your allies in the worldly life, and we are your allies in the hereafter. For you here is whatever you please. And they say that this is a warm welcome from the most forgiving, the most merciful. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us the virtue and the reward of calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inviting others to Islam and spreading the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing good deeds. And a reminder for us that when we are inviting others to Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights for us how we should be doing that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we should invite others to Islam with what is better. And He says, if you do that, if you always try to be kind and try to kind of respond with what is better, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you will see your enemies may become your close friends. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but this is only for those who are patient, and only those who are able to be patient through this and to exercise all of this, they will attain true fortune. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if shaitan tries to slip you up, then seek refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan. And at the end of this page, there's an ayah of sajda. Again, just a reminder, this is sajda to tilawa, that if you hear this ayah recited, then you should make a sajda. And a reminder to complete the sajda after the recitation is complete. In this ayah of sajda, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us to not prostrate to the sun and the moon, that those are creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and instead that they should prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then He tells us that even if they don't, even if they're too arrogant to prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need their prostration. Allah is always being praised and Allah is always being glorified. And this is a beautiful reminder for us that when we hear this, that we fall down in sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَّحِيمٍ ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه هو السميع العليم ومن آياته الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر لا تسجدوا للشمس ولا للقمر واسجدوا لله الذي خلقهن إن كنتم إياه تعبدون فإن استكبروا فالذين عند ربك يسبحون له بالليل والنهار وهم لا يسأمون.
In the final page of this juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he starts by highlighting his universal signs and then condemns and warns those who deny Allah's signs and argue against His revelation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of what they do, and nothing is hidden from Him. And He says that despite their efforts to try to distort the Qur'an or try to challenge the Qur'an, that no falsehood or distortion could ever creep into this book, because it was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to preserve it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He establishes the bond between the Qur'an and earlier revelations, and the bond between the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and prophets that came before him. And that previous messages and prophets were attacked and denied, just as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being attacked. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that this message, this same book, that the believers are guided by it and nurtured by it, and the disbelievers are confounded by it and they're so bothered by this thing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes with a powerful reminder. And He tells us that you are in charge of your own destiny. That whoever does good, then he will experience the fruit of that. And whoever does evil will bear the consequences of that. And this is a powerful reminder that each of us is free to choose and act however we will. And know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know that your Lord is never unjust with His creation.
ومن آياته أنك ترى الأرض خاشعة فإذا أنزلنا عليها الماء اهتزت وربت إن الذي أحياها لمحيي الموتى إنه على كل شيء قدير إن الذين يلحدون في آياتنا لا يخفون علينا أفمن يلقى في النار خير أم من يأتي آمنا يوم القيامة اعملوا ما شئتم إنه بما تعملون بصير إن الذين كفروا بالذكر لما جاءهم وإنه لكتاب عزيز لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من حكيم حميد ما يقال لك إلا ما قد قيل للرسل من قبلك إن ربك لذو مغفرة وذو عقاب أليم ولو جعلناه قرآنا أعجميا لقالوا لولا فصلت آياته أعجمي وعربي قل هو للذين آمنوا هدى وشفاء والذين لا يؤمنون في آذانهم وقر وهو عليهم عمى أولئك ينادون من مكان بعيد ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب فاختلف فيه ولولا كلمة سبقت من ربك لقضي بينهم وإنهم لفي شك منه مريب من عمل صالحا فلنفسه ومن أساء فعليها وما ربك بظلام للعبيد.
بارك الله فيكم جزاك الله خير مالك for your beautiful recitation. I'd just like to conclude today by reminding you of a lot of the programs that we have coming up. Next up, inshallah, we have a lot of special programming for the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. So as you know, this series is going to continue the Ramadan recitation reflection, where we're doing one juz every night, and the hope is, inshallah, to finish by the 30th night. Also, at midnight, every night starting, I guess, a few nights ago, you can go to Facebook or really Instagram or YouTube, and you'll see a series where Ustadh Murphy and Sheikh Abdul Nasser will be discussing the du'as that occur in the Qur'an. The series is called Seeking from Allah. So please try to tune into that. That's at midnight. It's just a reminder to get you, you know, in the right mindset of making du'a and learning how to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala effectively. Another effort that was started last night was an effort to complete the recitation of the entire Qur'an from start to finish, starting yesterday, over three nights. So that's about 10 juz a night. Malik was part of that as well last night. So that's something that's going to start at 12:30, and it is 10 juz of recitation. And I don't think we were able to complete 10 juz last night, so we're going to kind of pick up and see where we go. But you can join us for that starting at 12:30 Central, and that'll go on until 4 a.m. And that's just back-to-back recitation. That's just an opportunity to kind of read. You can read along with or listen to the entire Quran, inshallah, over the course of this weekend. And finally, on Tuesday, inshallah, Tuesday night, in place of our annual Qiyam, we're going to be having kind of an online Qiyam of sorts, where there'll be reminders and that'll be the 27th night of Ramadan. There'll be reminders on how to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So please join us for those programs. Again, Jazakallah khair for joining us tonight. And we hope to see you all tomorrow. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.